One of my favorite tunes here, King of the Fairies.
Thank you.
one of my favorite tunes of all time. It's just such a great tune. So
very nice, John.
So I'm all excited. Now we're up to 83. It's like, this is unbelievable. It's like,
John, do you always repeat the B part?
I actually do, but I don't think I did tonight, to be honest with you.
You did twice out of the three times.
Yeah. I thought I kind of messed up.
Because when I learned it, I learned it only to play the B part once. Do you find it both ways?
I've always played it A-A-B-B.
Okay.
Except tonight, because I messed up. I got too excited.
I think maybe the set dance, when the dancers do it, there's only one B. Maybe
right.
That.
I think I think if they're doing stepping to the set dance, it's probably once, because otherwise you'd kill them. Poor kids would be dead by the end of it.
I can verify that my son was a competitive step dancer, and yeah.
Could you play that at dance tempo, just a little bit of it?
Say, dance tempo? I think it's probably a little slower, isn't it?
Okay. Thanks.
You know, I played one fashion my entire career. Uh-huh. And I said, never again. And, of course, this was back in, I think this was probably 81, I think. And back then, they hardly paid the musicians. And now they pay the musicians actually quite a bit of money to do these feshes. They need it, you know, the torture. Can you imagine playing one tune for like 4 or 5 hours? I mean, it would drive me absolutely insane, I'd be honest with you. No offense. I know a lot of the feshes, and they're actually really, really good musicians. But it's just, it wasn't my cup of tea, to be honest with you, you know. Speaking of which.
I did a quick search. It kind of, there's a traditional speed, which is like, I think 109, 110. And then there would be a really slow championship speed that would be in the.
Right, a lot of steps. Yeah. A lot of steps and jumping in the air and showboating.
I think that's one where they would. There's certain dances where all the kids do pretty much exact same step to the traditional set dances, like St. Patrick's Day and Job of Journey Work.
All right, let's get back to reels, I think.
You're going to talk about the master sessions?
Yeah, I am. So, my boss has given me the orders here. So, I think I mentioned it at the very beginning, but maybe I didn't. I can't remember, but... So, you know, I mention this every Wednesday. I know you guys are at the slow session, but we do have the master session. I feel a little bit better this afternoon because we've got a few more people. But I'll be honest with you, I can't believe that Mike McGoldrick didn't sell out. I mean, I've never met Angela Usher, and I've heard her playing, and she's absolutely beautiful, beautiful banjo player. But my God, I mean, Mike McGoldrick is probably the greatest flute player. No offense to Kevin Crawford, who I'm a very dear friend of, but probably the greatest flute player, low whistle player born since Matt Malloy. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. Anyway, so if you can't come, if you could spread the word around about Saturday's slow session with Michael McGoldrick, they're going to be in the same room together, which is really cool, live from Manchester at 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock East Coast time, and I think 10 o'clock.
So do they perform or teach or what happens exactly?
It's a session, but so we do. I mean, I thought of this because of this session. I did this session for 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe if we did a master session, I could talk to these guys who have lost a lot of work and open up this opportunity. And so it's the same idea, but except it's not a slow session. You know, it's the play and. To be quite honest with you, a lot of them haven't played terribly fast, to be honest with you. You know, they would play normally, and I asked them for a set of tunes. If I have three different people in three different locations, myself included in that, then we have three sets of tunes, from each artist. And we draw from that set, and we play, and we chat, and we talk, and You know, I mean, Mike McGoldrick's resume is just phenomenal. I mean, you know, not only in traditional music, but I mean, he's been touring with Mark Knopfler since 2006.
So do you get a list ahead of time or not?
Yeah, you get a list of everything ahead of time, just like this. We send out the list on Friday, unless you sign up late. And some people do sign up on Saturday, which drives me absolutely crazy. And I try to get about 30 people, because that way I can actually pay them a reasonable amount of money. You got to remember, you know, some of these people are losing an awful lot of money. You know, these are the cream of the crop, and they're not doing gigs around the world for $200. You know, they're doing gigs for a lot of money.
And John, I just have to say, I've been to several of them, and these artists are amazing, and they're very, it's very wonderful to sit there and play with them, because you can just doodle along and you're not bothering them. It's like being in a session with them. It's wonderful.
Right. Thank you, Marilyn. Well, that was the idea. So, you know, I said last week, so for anybody that's new here, if you just imagine you pay $25 or more, or even if you want to put it in the upper echelon of the genre, $120 for Riverdance, and you know, some of these people that are on my Saturday sessions are performers with Riverdance, and you know, you go to the show and you go home. That's it. You don't get to meet them. You don't get to chat with them, and you certainly don't get to play with them. So, I mean, what an amazing opportunity! I think the fact that they agreed to do it in the first place was very humbling for me. When I called everyone, all the 11 master sessions we have set up already, not one of them hesitated and said no. There was one person that can't do it for physical reasons, but not because they didn't want to. And that may change if we keep it going. You know, we'll see what happens. This might be something that's, you know, long term. I mean, I've been doing my Mondays with John for 6 years, and there was no pandemic, and I got people to show up every Monday night. So, I mean, this might be something, you know. We have Michael McGoldrick this week, Kevin Burke next week. So you get to sit and play, and you get to talk to him. You can ask him questions. So, you know,
hey, John, your link, your hyperlink to Michael McGoldrick and Des Donnelly was fantastic. I think everybody should go over there because it's a really incredible performance there.
Right.
But to give you an idea of what Mike McGoldrick is about, if you've never heard him play.
Yeah, we try to give as much information as possible. In fact, I have to credit Lisa for doing that. She's my go-to person with all this tech stuff, because I'll be honest with you, I spent half the day with PayPal today. It drove me crazy. I asked Lisa to put up the videos from YouTube. So you can go to the event page, or you can go to YouTube and Google them. But I tried to pick videos that would represent what they're going to be doing on Saturday, and not the concert stuff that they're doing. Because Michael plays everything, you know, Andalusian music and Bulgarian music and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, him and Des Donnelly playing flute and fiddle together is fantastic. And then Angela, that was the best video that I could find of Angela's playing, and it's representative of her new CD, and she's great. So
I knew nothing about her, and she was really unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her either, to be quite. Listen, I never met Michael McGoldrick. I left England when he was young, you know, so we never actually got the chance to meet. But I've spoken more to Michael in the last week than I have in my entire life.
You've spoken to me, maybe.
Yeah. And he's a really, really wonderful guy to talk to. I mean, he's laid back. He's not anything like, I mean, if you have an idea of somebody that's done the incredible things he has in music, you'd be shocked. He's such an amenable, gentle kind of guy, and loves the tradition. We talked about our fathers and the influence our parents had on us, and his father was a better musician than my father's, but he said he was a pretty good whistle player. So anyway, I don't want
to. The best thing is I get to use the word Mancarian when I talk about him, which I never get to use in otherwise.
Hi, John. I wanted to just tell you how much I loved. I went to one of those master sessions with Joni Madden, and just playing with her was like, you know, a dream come true, aside from being so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Getting to meet her, I'd never really had, I just heard of her, and I heard she was the best penny whistler, woman penny whistler around. But it was, and just meeting her, she's such a lovely, delightful person. I hope you'll bring her back. I mean, she's a great, great player, but.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, we'll have to see how they go. So I can't go week to week struggling to get 30 people for some of these great people. And I refuse to have them for less. It's, look, $20 to sit and play with these guys for 2 hours and hear stories and, you know, I mean, it's really nothing when you put it together. You know, that's like two cups of coffee in some places, you know, really, you know, when you think about it. So
may I interject?
Yes, please, Lisa. Lay me straight.
No, you're good. But I just wanted to expound on, there was something about videos of these folks playing. The videos are on a Facebook page called Whelan Master Sessions that is the hub for all of this that's going on Facebook. But I also snuck the videos into the email reminder for this slow session. So if you have that email that got you here and you haven't listened to those videos yet or given them a look, it's worth doing. That's where you can find them. They're linked in the email itself. And then if you feel like getting the word out, word of mouth is really the best way to bring people into these things when they hear how amazing it is or how amazing the artists are. And there's a tab on John's website. If you go across the top and it says Master Sessions, I also put the link in the chat here. That's where all the information lives, along with the list of other upcoming artists.
Right. And while we're talking about videos, I had a discussion with Lisa about Michael has been taking care of the video stuff for these slow sessions. And so our mailing list is up to over 350, I think, right now. And so obviously we don't have 350 people here at the slow session. And so it's just a matter of principle for me. I don't want to do it, which we have been doing, but I'm going to stop. I don't want to be sending the email out to 350 people, the video recording of this to 350 people that don't attend. I think it would take away from your attendance and your participation in this event. So the best way around that without giving us a ton of work to do, which would then make this not even worth me doing, time-wise, or Lisa for that matter. So what we're going to do is the video from tonight, we're going to put, Lisa is going to put that in the chat next Wednesday. So if you want the video from today, you can get it next Wednesday. It's not that I want to force you guys to come back every week, but I just, we can't separate the email list for each session and all that kind of stuff. It's just a mountain of bloody work. And, you know, I personally, I can't afford the time because I have to do other things. But
John, just to be clear, it's not a video, just the audio.
Sorry, audio. Yeah. Okay. You're right. I meant to say audio. Yeah, forget video. Video is out of the question. We'd need the Pentagon to bloody do videos this long. So
that's a great idea, putting it in chat. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, most of you are regulars. You're here every week. And if you want the video, I have no problem with you guys getting the video. I do have a moral issue with sending it out to every 350 people. First of all, it doesn't give them who already and are not here the incentive to come in the first place. So anyway, that's the way I feel about it. And I'm pretty strong in my opinion sometimes. But I think that's fair. That's the fairer way to look at it. So, all right. So let's move on and play some music. I did enough talk. Oh, yeah. And again, I know Lisa, maybe you can put it up there, but I'm always asked to put it up. This is free to everybody, especially the newcomers you hear. This is free, but people like to put in the tip jar. So if you want to do that, that's fine. If you don't, you know, I promised I'll talk to you again. Maybe not for a long time, but I will talk to you. All right. All right. So. So let's do more reels. Okay. Father Kelly's, another one of my favorite tunes. So Father Kelly's and Dowd's, and then whoever Carla, I think, had the request, we'll do some jigs and we'll add the jigger slurs. How's that? So okay, Father Kelly's and Dow's number 9, okay? 3, 4.